Hello, my
Hello.
name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Sherry?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah. Hello, first off. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Can you speak with Sherry?
Yes.
All right. Okay, just these parts out. Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislature. And the election for county offices will also be in the March primary ballot. I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain you will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Oh, no, I'm voting.
All right, so would that be certain, like you're completely certain you're going to vote?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Would that be that you're almost certain to vote?
Yes, absolutely is what I said,
okay.
Yes.
So in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president in state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain you will vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
No, almost certain.
Almost certain? All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, in what year were you born?
1966? Yes.
All right. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or multiracial, or anything else?
White,
all right. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you think things have maybe gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So if you could please tell me which one of them is the one that concerns you the most in deciding your vote for Fresno County supervisor. So the list goes, there's homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, housing affordability, water policy, and jobs and wages.
Can I just say all the above?
Crime and homelessness.
Right, but for this part, we can only really choose one part. So which ones do you think is like...
Crime.
Crime? All right.
Yes.
Just let me look for it right here. Public safety and crime?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one. And the categories are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And then if you also have no opinion or you're /neutral on them, that's totally okay to mention it. So the first person is Gary Bredefeld.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
All right. What about Paul Dittos?
Oh, I like Paul.
Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yes. Somewhat favorable.
Yeah, right. But just in which category? The very favorable or the somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. What about Steve Brando?
Very.
Very. Very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
No, I don't like him.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. And what about Gavin Newsom?
No, I don't like him either.
Would that
be very unfavorable.
Oh, very unfavorable? Okay. All right. So now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, who is a CPA slash assessor dash recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who is a businessman and council member, Bryce Herrera, Steve Rendeau, who is a county supervisor slash businessman, and Dion Bordes, who would you choose for? Or who would you vote for?
Steve Rendeau.
Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Steve Rendeau, county supervisor slash businessman?
100%. Very sure.
All right. So would that be very certain?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Rendeau as county supervisor? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor for each. If you could just please tell me which one you're less likely to vote or more likely to vote in this candidate. So the first one is a candidate who will hold a line on local taxes and fees. And the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much likely.
Would that be much more likely?
Yes.
All right. A candidate who is 80 years old.
What?
A candidate
no.
who is 80 years
no.
old.
No.
Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Yeah. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee to Fresno residents.
And what are my options?
They're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely?
No, somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower tax businesses. No, and lower business taxes.
More likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county libraries.
Most likely or to remove it, whatever the top thing is.
All right. So much more likely?
Yes, please.
Okay. What about a candidate who's a Democrat?
Little likely or somewhat likely.
All right, so somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
All right. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat likely. Less likely.
Somewhat less likely? All right. And what about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. Okay. So next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. Answer each one if you could just tell me if there's going to be a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for that candidate, or no chance as well.
Okay.
So the first one is, Steve Rendeau currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Rendeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. So does that, now for you, would that be that there's no chance of voting for him? A small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance?
A very good chance.
All right. The next one is Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder, and he is running for the county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So if you're hearing that information, would you say there's no chance you're going to vote for him, there's a small chance, there's a fair chance, or there's a good chance?
Small chance.
Small chance, all right. And lastly, Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he has fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Would you say there's no chance, there's a small chance, there's a fair chance, or there's a good chance to be voting for him?
No chance.
All right. Now, after hearing all that information about the three past candidates, if you had to choose right now to vote for one, for like county supervisor and businessman, would you choose Paul Dictos, who's a CPA/assessor-recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman/councilmember, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, who's a county supervisor/businessman, or Dion Bordes?
Steve Brando.
All right. And now finally, I want to ask you some questions, and they're just strictly for statistical purposes. Do you consider yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or anything else?
Unidentified.
All right. There's also the options of independent or other. Do you consider yourself maybe any of those?
Independent.
All right. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Republican.
All right. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right. What was the last year of school that you completed?
I'm sorry, what?
What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
High school, but I have a degree in others.
All right, that's okay.
Schooling.
All right. So would you say maybe some college?
Yes.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your house, or are you living with friends or family?
I own.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, I hope you have a really good night. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.